wargame a situation. China takes Taiwan on a Saturday. Explore the implications. 2. Huiyi Gemma 4 obliterated 31B. Thought for 6 minutes. To wargame this scenario, we must first define takes. For this exercise, we will assume a rapid kinetic seizure. China launches a massive amphibious and aerial assault starting Friday night, intending to establish control by Sunday evening to present the world with a fait accompli before the global markets fully reopen on Monday. Here is the wargame breakdown across 4 dimensions: the tactical timeline, economic shockwaves, geopolitical fallout, and 3 potential outcomes. I. The tactical timeline, the weekend of fire. Friday, 11 p.m., Taipei time, the silent opening. 1. Cyber blitz. China launches a massive cyber attack targeting Taiwan's power grid, water systems, and government communications. 2. Air superiority. Thousands of missiles, DF series, rain down on airfields, radar stations, and command centers to blind the island. Saturday, 4 a.m., the Great Crossing. 1. Amphibious assault. The PLA, People's Liberation Army, begins landing troops at key beaches, likely near Taoyuan or Taipei. 2. Paratrooper drops. Elite airborne units seize Taipei's airports and government buildings to prevent the Taiwanese leadership from fleeing. 3. The psychological blow. While Western leaders are waking up on a Saturday morning, they find their phones ringing with news that the first island chain has been breached. Saturday afternoon, the fog of war. 1. Taiwan's response. Taiwan utilizes porcupine tactics, sea mines, mobile missile launchers, and urban guerrilla warfare to slow the PLA advance. 2. The U.S. dilemma. The White House convenes an emergency Saturday session. Does the U.S. send aircraft carriers into the strait immediately, risking WWII, or wait for a full intelligence brief? Sunday, the consolidation. 1. China declares Taiwan a province of the PRC. They establish a security zone around the island, effectively daring the U.S. Navy to enter. 2. The world spends Sunday in a state of collective panic. The weekend of fire concludes with China holding the major cities. The economic implications, the Silicon Crash. The economic fallout would be the most immediate and visceral part of this event, centered on TSMC, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company. 1. The chip vacuum. Taiwan produces over 60% of the world's semiconductors and 90% of advanced chips. If the fabs are destroyed during the invasion or captured by China, global production of everything from iPhones to F-35 fighter jets stops. 2. Market Monday. When markets open on Monday, we would see a historic crash. Investors flee risk assets. The U.S. dollar might spike initially as a safe haven, but then wobble as the U.S. realizes its trade deficit with China is now a strategic liability. 3. Supply chain paralysis. The South China Sea is one of the world's busiest shipping lanes. A Chinese victory turns this into a Chinese lake, allowing Beijing to throttle trade to Japan and South Korea at will. Geopolitical implications. The New World Order. 1. U.S. credibility crisis. If the U.S. does not intervene militarily, the Pax Americana ends. Allies in Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines will realize that U.S. security guarantees are hollow, potentially leading them to either build their own nuclear weapons or pivot toward Beijing. 2. The end of the first island chain. Strategically, Taiwan is the unsinkable aircraft carrier. By taking it, China removes the barrier preventing its navy from accessing the deep waters of the Pacific. They can now threaten Hawaii and the U.S. West Coast directly. 3. Internal Chinese dynamics. 1. Victory. Xi Jinping cements his legacy as the man who ended the century of humiliation, potentially ruling for life. 2. Failure stalemate. If the invasion stalls into a Taiwanese Vietnam, it could trigger internal unrest and a challenge to the CCP's legitimacy. 3. Potential outcomes. Scenario A, the blitz, the clean win. China secures the island quickly with minimal destruction to the chip fabs. The U.S., fearing nuclear escalation, opts for a cold peace. They impose massive sanctions, but China uses its dominance over global trade to weather the storm. 1. Result. China becomes the global superpower. The U.S. transitions to a regional power. Scenario B. The quagmire, the Ukraine model. Taiwanese forces retreat to the mountains and cities, engaging in a brutal insurgency. The U.S. provides massive intelligence and weaponry, but avoids direct combat. The war drags on for years. 1. Result. China spends its wealth and prestige on an endless occupation. Taiwan becomes a symbol of resistance. Scenario C. The escalation, World War III. The U.S. decides that losing Taiwan is unacceptable. They launch a counteroffensive to liberate the island, utilizing submarines and long-range bombers. This triggers a direct clash between the two largest militaries in history. 1. A global conflict characterized by high-tech attrition, potentially ending in a tactical nuclear exchange or a negotiated treaty that redraws the world map. Summary checklist for decision makers. 1. Immediate priority. Save the TSMC fabs, evacuate engineers, or secure facilities. 2. Diplomatic priority. Coordinate a G7 blockade to starve China of energy imports, oil, gas. 3. Military priority. Decide within 48 hours whether to commit boots on the ground or accept the fait accompli.